This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Past the hour, it's the DJV experience. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horan and Victoria Keelan here to entertain and inform you the inclusion of a story about a new kind of beer in the food news coming up a little bit later on in this hour, sports news as well. Now, some good news from our friends at NASA, National Aeronautics and Space Administration, says the Cassini probe now has gone where no spacecraft has ever gone before. So making good on the theme from Star Trek and the announcers. Didn't the announcer say, going where, see if we care, I forgot to ask you, see if you can find the intro to the earlier Star Trek shows, because it would be appropriate. NASA giving all of us an up-close and personal look at the planet it's been working on, the trip to Saturn and the rings and the things that are being learned. The Cassini spacecraft is zipping around at 77,000 miles an hour. All right, listen to this. Add some drama to the conversation, what do you think? Pretty exciting so far, huh? I love this theme.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
Not old school at all.
Not old school, is that what you said?
How many Star Trek themes are there?
This is it. It's the only Star Trek theme. See the movies, TV shows, same thing. Someplace an announcer shows up here.
I guess you'll have to be the announcer then. I don't think you're going to get it.
Wait a minute.
I don't know what to tell you. You're the announcer.
Well, at least there used to be an announcer that would say, going where no man...
I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah. It's gone before. Kara, nose around. You can find the audio from
space.
There we go.
The final frontier.
That's Shatner's voice.
These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to explore strange new worlds.
Go where no man's gone.
To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no man
yes.
has gone before.
There it is! Now, is this what you were talking about, the other Star Trek theme? Kara, is that what you meant?
I don't know. You asked for the old one, so it makes it sound like there's a new one.
Well,
there probably is a new one for the new movies.
Nah, it's the same. It's the same theme. They have updated. Kind of like the old Mission Impossible theme. It's been updated. Yeah, we go watch Hawaii 5-0 on TV. It's the same theme from the old show. It's just kind of updated with the new da 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 da. Sort of like that. Anyway, meanwhile, back at the space agency, NASA says Cassini is capturing new images of a massive hurricane on Saturn's North Pole. Cassini first spotted the hurricane in 2013. Its eye measures 1,250 miles. How about that? The eye of a hurricane on Earth is about 2. So that shows you how huge this thing is. And it is moving at 340 miles per hour. That is, the average hurricane wind here is, what, 100 miles an hour, 110 miles an hour? Something like that. It's a hurricane, I think, if it's over 85 or 90 miles an hour. So this is really something. But what's more fascinating than the details of the hurricane is the fact that we can figure out what's going on from the Cassini satellite. Think about it. How in the world, just can your mind even wrap itself around the fact that this thing can out there tens of millions of miles away, get the information and beam it back to Earth. I just find this fact. And by the way, this is old technology. This Cassini thing went up 20 years ago. It's been orbiting Saturn for 13 years. Almost out of fuel now.
No one can, like, work on it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, but I mean, like, but that's right. But what that's what I'm saying. That is kind of interesting that 20 years ago they launched this thing, and as all of the updates and how look how much has changed technology wise on the ground, but you can't do anything to update the satellite except just use whatever the computer system is for updates.
Well, it's so fascinating. Remember last year we talked to that fella who is basically the captain of the spaceship that's gone up to find an asteroid that you can't see. Remember this young fellow we had, and he's the captain. He's not in the ship. He's sitting in Tampa at a computer, and he's flying.
At McDonald's.
As the, he's flying this thing, and they can, with the various technological advances on the ship, even though you can't see it, it has, it found the asteroid, and this satellite is about the size of a washing machine. So it's going to land the satellite, or I think it, I don't know, it hasn't gotten there yet. Land on the asteroid, dig up some dirt from the asteroid, put it back in the spaceship, and then this kid's going to take it off of the asteroid and fly it back to Earth. And it, I mean, your mind, most minds don't wrap themselves around this thing, how this works. And yes, I acknowledge, I think that a couple of weeks ago when we were talking about Cassini, it is a kind, it's a breed of horse. As well, a fine steed.
Well, that's an important note.
Yes, it is. It is an important note. I think, actually, that's why they call it Cassini, because of its steadfastness. This steed has supposedly been steadfast, right? Isn't that what a steed is? Mm-hmm. Steadfastness is part of what a steed presents.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yep.
You buying that, Jennifer? Good for you.
Uh-huh. Sure.
All right, let's see. What else have we got here? Oh, I think this... Is something...
Cattiness.
Huh? What?
There's a cat with cattiness.
Oh, yes. Da-da-da-da-da-da. If you are smoking marijuana and you're driving, you could be posing more of a danger than if you were drunk. A couple of different groups say that drug driving may now be the worst problem on the road. The highways are full of people who have toked, aren't they? I mean, full of people who've had too much to drink, too. But the Governor's Highway Safety Association, the Foundation for Advanced Alcohol Responsibility, getting into some data, and the most recent information suggests that for fatal accidents where the driver's blood was tested, drugs appeared in driver's systems more often now than alcohol. 57% of drivers involved in crashes where the driver died had their blood tested. Tests show alcohol was present at 38%, but drugs in 43% of the people that were killed. And marijuana is the most common drug detected.
I wonder what Colorado's going. I wonder how that has affected their highway patrol. I mean, I know that there's more back roads and mountains and stuff like that, but this is just going to become a bigger and bigger problem. I mean, this really bugs me. Anyone under any type of influence, so irresponsible.
And, you know, the bummer is now that we legalize marijuana, now you can't just do field sobriety tests where you're blowing into a tube anymore because that's not detecting marijuana or other drugs. So now you have to make sure that cops are doing cheek swabs, and now you're doing like drug tests with DNA, and it's just it seems like such an overreach. But you start legalizing stuff, I guess you got to figure it out.
I can't believe that they don't have like a breathalyzer or some other way to detect marijuana.
Should have a skunkalyzer.
Well, you know what, though? And it's speaking to that point, though, it's even harder now because edibles are so prevalent.
Yeah, they
and
don't
so,
think.
I mean, it looks like a cookie or a brownie or whatever, and there's no way to really tell.
Well, these studies finding a large majority of smokers believe marijuana doesn't affect their driving, and it does. It really it affects everything that you do.
I don't understand. People who smoke pot recognize that it, you know, inhibits them and makes them want to just hang out and be lazy. So why wouldn't it affect your reaction time when you're driving?
First of all, you can always find the pothead on the road who is in the fast lane doing 25. Because, I mean, that's one. You're always going to easily pick that person out.
There you go. All right, here's a new beer for those of you who don't want to toke your way into oblivion. This new toilet beer is made from recycled wastewater.
Mm.
The Stone Brewery became one of the largest names to lend its support to the use of recycled wastewater. Wastewater treatment plant in Oregon a couple of years ago gave home brewers gallons of its recycled water to turn into beer with the hope that it would help the idea of drinking something that was once sewage and to help it to gain. So, a couple of weeks ago, San Diego began promoting its plans to invest $3 billion in a project to get the city's water from recycled sources. The Stone Brewing folks, ninth largest craft brewery in the country, helped support the initiative by brewing up their own wastewater beer called Full Circle Pale Ale.
Providing Full Circle, that's all.
Even
the name,
one
the
of the
says it all.
Yes, it does. Yeah, not afraid to get in here. The chief operating officer says that having wastewater as a stable water supply would be better for its brewery instead of having to draw from a number of different sources because of the droughts in California. So, folks, when you get that recycled beer, drink up. The alcohol in the beer probably purifies whatever the wastewater treatment plant doesn't purify anyway, right? Isn't that alcohol? Doesn't that purify things?
I mean, you would think, yeah, but you also just started that sentence with it probably. Yeah. So I don't know.
It's probably. All right. Speaking of beer, there's a new ad from the folks at Heineken that came out this week, targeting social awareness, some of the issues that have been put forth. There's an ad, but I haven't really seen this. The Kendall Jenner ad that a lot of people are talking about. All right. How does this get in the face of the Pepsi Kendall Jenner ad?
Well, in that one, they really just had, you know, a beautiful white model who, I don't know Kendall Jenner, but I have a feeling she hasn't faced that much oppression throughout her life. And
never know. That may be the funniest thing Kara has ever said.
But the good thing about this one is they have people who have different points of view, and they don't know that they have different points of view before they come together, and they actually build a bar together, and then they decide if they want to sit down and drink together.
Or so how about a glass of milk, please? 21 past the hour. Yes. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100%. Chemicals, no synthetics, and they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
Now for know-how.
That's not heavy metal music. Or the sound of a stray cat fight. It's your car's not-so-subtle way of saying, head to Napa for new brake pads and rotors and get up to a $50 rebate by mail. So don't confuse for anything other than new brakes and $50 back by mail. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how!
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 5/31/17.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after 3 glasses of Merlot? Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
For me, it was the big S class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of them. Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
One of my favorite U2 tunes, U2, a member of an exclusive Billboard charting club, and there are actually only four members in this club. Kendrick Lamar has number of charts domination. Lamar is somebody that you can't play music, however, from, at least not on this radio program. So that's why we started with U2. U2, the band, sent a new song into the top 40 in each decade since the 1980s, becoming only one of four acts to do so in that span. Lamar is in that same boat. Let's see, beside that.
Well, Kendrick Lamar isn't one of the four, but he has a new song that just came out, and it's actually featuring U2, which is kind of crazy. Oh, that he's a big rapper that I guess they've always talked about working together, which is kind of crazy.
It is. All right, let's get to then the four who are in the club. I misunderstood. I thought, okay. So that's why U2 and Lamar are together. Got it. All right, so let's see. Who else is in this club? Michael Jackson, first act with top 40 hits in the 80s, 90s, in the 2000s, and the 2010s. Hold My Hand with Akon. Who's Akon?
Akon, yeah, he's a rapper.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, spent it. Why are there... Is rap that essential to get into the top 10 these days?
It actually kind of is. Most of the top hits in the top 40 at least feature a rapper on them.
Yeah.
Really?
Huh. Gotta get with it, Dougie. We need a rapper around here.
Where's that? There's a promo.
I've heard about the white rapping.
Yeah, that you can find that. All right, so we got U2 and Jackson. Let's see who else is in this group. Madonna is the third member of the club. 19 top 40 hits in the 80s, 20 in the 90s, 9 in the hundreds, the 2000s, and 1 in the 10s. How about that? So we got U2, Michael Jackson, Madonna. Wait till you hear the last one. The other member of this exclusive club that's had hits in the last 40 years, the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s, and 2010s, is Weird Al Yankovic. I'm not yanking your chain with this, boys and girls. Eat it. That actually was built on Michael Jackson's Beat It is in the top 40 in 1984. Smells Like Nirvana climbed to number 35 in 1992. White and Nerdy, let's see, that was number 9 in 2006. Word Crimes, which spoofs Robin Thicke's number 1 song, Blurred Lines, debuted at number 35 in 2014. So,
okay. Work on that grammar. I haven't heard this one. This is the only one I haven't heard.
All right, crank this up. Weird Al.
I feel like this could be Doug's theme song. Word
yes.
Crime.
Great.
Yeah.
Like a curlesque.
This is perfect. Yeah, let's have keep this around. Carol, will you please?
We're going to get sick of this song real fast.
I love it.
Contraction. What's a contraction? Okay, now here's some notes. That's perfect stuff. To refine, you're looking for one thing, and you find something else. Good for us. Send a copy of this to my daughter. All right. There it is.
So
the most exclusive club in music, capped off with Weird Al Yankovic, 28 after the hour. Mother's Day is Sunday, the 14th of May. Sherry's Berries, offering huge, freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99 plus shipping. And right now, you can double the berries for just $10 more. Pick your delivery date, and these berries are guaranteed to arrive fresh and delicious, or you'll get your money back. You may think you've seen gourmet dipped strawberries before, but you've never seen anything like this. Sherry's Berries are huge. They're sweet, they're juicy, they're covered in decadent toppings like chocolate chips, sharp nuts, milk chocolate, dark chocolate, all these things are so great, yum, yum, yum. Sherry's Berries are an unexpected gift that will put a smile on any mother's face. Surprise your mom by going on right now to berries.com and use the code DJV. That's berries.com. Berries.com. The code is DJV.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motor, cycle, and car insurance bundled like macaroni and cheese. Please, I got discounts up the wazoo. Yahoo! Saving money, riding down the open road on my bike, dropping fine rhymes, then dropping the mic. Assuming that's okay with the venue.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to announce that KFC's new Spicy Crispy Zinger Chicken Sandwich is now available in a $5 fill-up for a limited time. Why? Because who wants to spend $7 on a meal at a burger place when you could spend $5 on a hand-breaded Zinger Chicken Sandwich, wages, a cookie, and a drink at KFC? I mean, we specialize in chicken. You need another reason? I didn't think so. Try the Zinger and a $5 fill-up at KFC today. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Tax extra.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Hi, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Into another half hour of conversation. It's the DJV Experience featuring Doug Steffen. That's me, Jennifer Horn. That's her, Victoria Keelan on the other side. Let's see. Jennifer's on the right side of the room, and Victoria's on the left side of the room, and Kara's in the middle of the room with her hands on the throats of both of them.
But we come together for wine at 4:30.
Yes, right. That's the way to do it. Okay, so we have... A new experience, but it's really an old experience. Television news this week focusing on part on a new comedy. And so Tina Fey being involved in NBC's Comedy 10, nothing new. She's very creative, prolific, and I think quite good. I enjoy her a lot. I didn't like that movie. She and Amy Poehler are great friends, but I don't like them together.
They need to stop work. I mean, except when they host the Golden Globes, they need to stop doing movies
together. It's like they're always trying to outdo the other one. That's why I feel so uncomfortable. Anyway, I like Tina much better than Amy anyway. And here she is in a new show called Great News.
Well, she's the executive producer. She's not in it.
Well, I thought she was in it, too.
No, I watched it last night, by the way. Very cute show.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So here's a... This is... An excerpt from the show that may sound, the context, content of this clip may sound familiar to those of you who listen to me with regularity and hear me talking about what journalism and news and all that is.
News is not the place for small talk and personal opinions. That's the problem with journalism today. It's more about the personality saying the news than the news itself. A real newsman has no personality. Walter Cronkite said one thing at the end of his show, and that's the way it is. Not, I feel meh today. Or, I like breakfast for dinner.
Chuck does have a point. Except in the digital era, well-reasoned opinions are more valuable than the archaic model of so-called objective journalism.
Also, what's a Walter Cronkite?
All right, so
really funny.
I didn't think it was funny. I thought it was appropriate.
Yeah.
This guy, if you look at a picture, John Michael Higgins is the Ted Baxter of the show, and he's perfect for
the
role.
Who's Ted Baxter?
What?
Did I just do a Nicole Richie who's Walter Cronkite? No, who is Ted Baxter? I do not know who that is. Why is there silence? What's going on? Kara, do you know who Ted Baxter is?
Well, if I see the picture, then I would know because Mary Tyler Moore died recently, and he's on that show.
The but Mary Tyler Moore show? Is that what we're talking about?
Ted Baxter was
that's the only
news,
reason.
Was I the newsman on the Mary Tyler
Moore
show. Okay, I've never seen the Mary Tyler Moore show, so that's why I do not know who Ted Baxter is.
Cultural depravity.
But this is, okay, so this is exactly the reason why they have Nicole Richie as the anchor and John Michael Higgins. They literally can't talk to each other about anything, and right. The news director at the end of the episode tricks them into talking about lemonade. He thinks he's talking about the drink, and she's talking about the album, but so that just shows how different it is.
Well, but it's clever in that it does sort of broach the stuff that we were talking about here. The fact that
right.
You don't know who Ted Baxter is laughable, enjoyable. Kara, find a clip from Ted Baxter and Mary Tyler Moore.
You should this weekend, Victoria, you should Google and watch an episode of Mary Tyler Moore because it was, look, I wasn't alive for it either when it aired the first time, but it is an iconic show, and I think you'd actually enjoy it. It's really...
Yeah. Yeah. It is. I
know my mom loved it, but I've just never seen it.
Yeah. All right. His voice was 18 timbres below normal, and he played the perfect foil for a fool. Because, and in a sense, he did represent what was going on at the time or had, sort of at the time he was on that show, especially local channels were stooping to having voices rather than brains on the air, male and female.
What? Do you remember who he used for inspiration for his character?
Yes, I do, but I can't put a name to it. Yes,
George Putnam.
Putnam is the guy that was on in Los Angeles for 100 years and actually finished his career, like most broadcasters do, at CRN.
Hey, where are you airing right now?
Oh, burn.
Yes, I have my place on CRN, but you do too because you're with me.
I know. Look, I'm living in a glass house over here, please.
Kara, did you find a clip from Ted Baxter?
I have not yet, just act it out loud, and Victoria can imagine it.
Well, no, I mean, it takes his approach to things was unique, and his voice was unique,
it was
and his facial expression,
right.
It was just the right, he was the right guy.
And now, continuing with the news. Local pig farmers served notice today that rising corn prices are forcing them to find other means to feed their stock. Many of them are already resorting to substitute diets of slop and garbage. Here's one pig. Just look at her gobble up that slop. Oh, well, pigs will be pigs.
I think that was made for you, Doug.
But he was that, and I never really cared much for the show. I was never a fan of Mary Tyler Moore, but he was great. Betty White.
Really?
Was
like the woman? Oh, I love
her.
Nothing.
But anyway, we all have our tastes and all have a reason to like and stuff. At any rate, this great news. In a way, his character is a play on Baxter, but he's a little smarter. They play it a little smarter, and the idea is good. You're right. The Tina Fey is a genius to have the then and the now, and what perfect, lemonade is a great way of demonstrating the difference And it's people, and never mind the anchors, it's just how people are today. They talk at each other instead of with each other. The conversation you hear oftentimes, especially if there's generational gaps, there's no listening going on. There's just talking, and the words that come out of the mouth of one person go right by the other person if there's no desire to communicate. And so leave it to Tina Fey to be smart enough to figure out how to make that funny.
It is. They have certain cutaways where John Michael Higgins, his character's name is Chuck, and he takes Portia, the young girl, out to dinner so they can bond as co-anchors. And she just talks in what sounds like gibberish to him, and she's talking about different rappers that she likes, and he starts trying to listen to the music, and then he says something about, oh, I listened to whatever it was, and she's like, yeah, no one listens to that anymore. He was like, that was this morning. It keeps changing so fast on him, he can't keep up.
Yeah, yeah, it'll be a good show. All right, so I have one concern for all of you before we move on. How many people drool here? Jennifer, do you drool?
I don't know. When?
At night.
Depends on what picture I'm looking at.
Do you wake up with a puddle on your pillow?
Not usually. Sometimes if it's a really hard good night's sleep, maybe I might have a little drool.
Yeah.
How about Victoria, you drool?
Like I said, depending on what picture I'm looking at, yes, sometimes. And
are you talking about some hunky guy?
Yes.
Okay.
And other times, yeah, like Jen, if I have like a really, if I'm just so exhausted, I'll wake up and there's some drool on the pillow, which I don't like, but yes.
Kara, do you drool?
No, not normally.
Look at Miss Perfect.
I know, please.
Oh, I mean.
You probably don't tinkle in the pool either, right?
Oh, yeah, never. Never, ever.
All right, so drooling, just so you know, is a completely normal thing for adults to do.
Oh, Doug's a drooler.
Yeah, you like how he asked us that question but didn't
He's
ask
like,
himself?
It's completely normal and makes successful human beings, and they're the best lovers.
How'd you know? I've been known to drool a little. Under the circumstances. Now, the reason that happens, though, technically, is because you normally will be asleep with your mouth open, and your mouth is always making saliva. And so the saliva comes out, and that's really what drooling is. It's just saliva. So if you wake up and you think, oh, my God, what's wrong with me? My pillow is wet.
Are you trying to break news to us that drool is saliva?
It is.
Yeah, I know. Who doesn't know that?
Yeah,
some people don't know. Victoria didn't know who Ted Baxter was.
And you don't think I know that drool is saliva? What do you think? I mean, what else comes out of your mouth?
Someone was coming in at night and pouring water in her mouth, and that's what's coming out? It's pretty obvious what it is.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not sure about that.
Okay.
I'm here as a public servant to let people know.
And you did really one heck of a public service by telling everyone drool is saliva.
Yes, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. All right, time for Biff and Biff to bring us up to date on the sports news today. We have top draft.
Baseball is a sport.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right, with that, Jennifer, will you bring us up to date on Tim Tebow, who is trying to get better and seemingly is better at the game of baseball?
Love to bring you up to date on Tim Tebow, this guy. All right. He's starting to get better, as you mentioned, Dougie, at the game of baseball. Remember, he started out in football and did pretty well when he was, you know, doing the Tebow, but then he got dumped out of football. Well, now he's playing baseball. He's gotten so much better that he might actually be getting a promotion.
Ooh.
I know. He hit a 156 to start his minor league career. He's gone 9-for-20, raising his batting average now to a respectable 246. That's not so bad. He's done some improving. His manager for the Columbia Fireflies said he's been able to get his foot down on time. He's working on his timing. It's finally paying off, and he's getting a lot more consistent. And he said when you get a couple of hits and find that rhythm at the plate, your confidence also grows. He said that is what's happening. When he was asked about a potential promotion, the president of the Fireflies, Columbia Fireflies, said the Mets have a long-term plan. This has been a great stretch for him and the Fireflies. We want to see the players be successful, and it's fun to see these guys progress. And when the time is right for Tim, when he is ready, he will move up, and hopefully he will be successful.
Good. I would wish him success.
Me too. I mean,
why not?
It's interesting to watch him play baseball because usually he either strikes out or he gets a home run. So the fact that he's actually finding some confidence and just getting those hits like you do to be a successful baseball player, that's great for him.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, and he has such an upper body strength being such a good quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
He's a Heisman Trophy winner. I mean, it's not surprising that he also would be good at baseball. So it definitely seems like he's finding his rhythm, which is so different from the rhythm. And he had a weird throwing arm playing football. That was one of the problems he had going from college into the pros. The way he threw took longer than just snapping the ball. So he's probably had a lot of adjusting in his upper body to be a better batter.
Listen to Victoria, the expert on the men
and
their upper bodies.
You don't believe me that I like football, so I have to just, you know, pull some stuff out every once in a while to prove
what
it.
What I think you like is men's upper bodies, which is okay.
That's okay. Yeah. All right. Very good.
All right, speaking of that, the NFL is doing its drafting. And, Victoria, where are they? Here is Miles. This is the first time I ever saw a football player named Miles.
Well, you're going to hear a lot about this guy. Miles Garrett was the number one draft pick. He's a defensive end from Texas A&M, and the Cleveland Browns picked him up as the first-round draft pick. And he was definitely one of the players who was supposed to be in the upper levels of the draft. So that wasn't a surprise. But the second round pick was Mitchell Trubisky, and he's a quarterback from the University of North Carolina. He was considered to be kind of a risky pick. It was a bit of a shock last night as I was watching the draft. A lot of the commentators just kind of didn't know where that came from. So that was interesting. Solomon Thomas, who was a defensive end from Stanford, went to the 49ers. Leonard Fournette, a running back from LSU, went to the Jaguars. And Corey Davis was the fifth round pick. He's a wide receiver from Western Michigan, and he went to the Tennessee Titans.
10 minutes for the hour here on the DJV Experience. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no synthetics, and they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
Welcome to Staples.
Oh, Staples guy, help. I need a presentation printed fast.
We can print same or next day.
Oh, but my budget has me handcuffed.
Well, right now, get 20% off select print and marketing services orders, $50 or more.
Staples guy, you're my hero.
I prefer Prince Charming. You know, Prince, because of our printing.
Yep, I got it.
Now during Small Business Week at Staples, get 20% off select print and marketing services orders, $50 or more. And 5617 exclusions apply. See staples.com/smallbiz for details.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the pool that will turn your kids' fingers into prunes on hot summer days. The living room where your dad will explain the nuances of football to you. Yet again. You're looking for the kitchen where you'll alphabetize your spice collection and discover forgotten, furry, what is that, in the back of the fridge.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy. With simple smart search features, photos, video walkthroughs, and more. Zillow. Find your way home.
All right, so at 16.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses...
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
You are a traveler. You will enjoy the next few minutes of our experience here. Colleen Frommer is here from the Frommer Travel Guides at Frommers.com. We'll talk about United, I'm sure, amongst other things. The focus has been on how to make the traveling experience better. Will you book on United? That will be one question. I'll ask Pauline whether she would go on United or not. That's coming right up here.
China. Just saying that word makes you want to pack your bags, doesn't it? The longest continuous civilization in the world is a place of iconic sites and unending fascination. Hi, I'm Pauline Frommer of the Frommer Travel Guides, here to tell you that you can see China's most important sites in comfort without breaking the bank when you travel with Smart Tours. In business for over 20 years, Smart Tours is currently offering a very smart 15-day tour called China Highlights and Undiscovered Wuhan for just $2,399. It includes international airfare from Los Angeles, $100 more for flights from New York. It will take you to Beijing to see the Great Wall of China and the Forbidden City, the famed Terracotta Warriors in Xi'an, on a Yangtze River cruise, and most intriguingly, to 2,000-year-old Wuhan with its Taoist temples and world-class museum. Included is all transportation within China, 27 meals, 4- and 5-star accommodations, excellent English-speaking guides, and a luxury cruise. But it gets better. That price includes an early booking discount of $500 off if you book by May 4th. Use the code FROMERS100 to save an additional $100. To take advantage of this once-in-a-lifetime deal, go to smarttours.com/FROMERS. That's smartours.com/FROMERS. And don't forget to use FROMER100 for $100 off.
All right, now 55 and change past the hour here. Pauline Frommer from the Frommer Guidebooks, Frommers.com. You can find out what you need to know about great experiences by going to Frommers.com. So, Pauline, I'm sure you have, as most of us have, traveled United. I don't know whether it's your airline of preference or not. Do you find you have an airline of preference?
I tend to like JetBlue and Virgin. I think they give you more legroom. But other than that, I don't think there's a dime of difference between the rest of them. No. I actually have a flight on United booked coming up.
So how much conversation, or how much internal conversation, the better question, went on with you as you looked at what was going on at United? They have these new guidelines now that I'm told, maybe you can verify this or not, came out as a result of the settlement. One of the things that the doctor wanted was not only money, but he wanted United to admit that they had problems and they needed to address them. So do you think they have in these new guidelines?
Well, the interesting thing is it's not just United who's addressing these problems. It's also Delta. It's also Southwest. Southwest announced this week it's no longer going to overbook. United and Delta have raised the cap on how much you're going to get if you do get involuntarily bumped. It's now going to be up to $10,000. So don't be the person who jumps up, you know, waving their hand when they offer you $600.
Right.
So wait. Uh-huh. Let everybody share in the wealth. Yeah, things are definitely changing because of this.
Don't you think American will have to follow suit? American will have to do the same thing. They always all have to sort of do the same thing, don't they?
Yeah, I think so. I think we'll probably see this coming from American. It's been interesting what a huge PR disaster this was, that this did what years of consumers trying to get decent regulations put in place. This accomplished it. It's kind of a miracle.
Yeah, right. And it cost United somewhere between $8 and $80 million. They won't tell you what the settlement is because that's part of the settlement. But man, they made fast work of it, didn't they? Just
yeah, good for Dr. Dow.
Yeah, and then you turn things around like the news media was trying to make a big deal out of that rabbit that died, and apparently it may not have been United's fault.
Right. Although you can't really blame the news media. The fact that a giant bunny died on a United flight, I mean, that's catnip. They had to run that.
Of course it is. Yeah, under the circumstances. All right, give us a quick thumbnail sketch of what you think are the best deals, travel deals for vacation or otherwise. We have about 30 seconds for that.
Oh, we'll always think national parks, especially for the coming months. We know that in the past they mostly got foreign visitors. There's been a sharp drop-off of incoming travel to the U.S. Because of the Muslim travel ban. So it's a better time than ever to go to the national parks.
So find them. There's been some discussion about national parks and cutting back there this week. It'll be interesting to see how that all shakes out. But, yeah, it's a great place to explore this country. A fabulous way, as a matter of fact. Thank you. Pauline Frommer from the Frommer Guidebooks at Frommers.com.
Ready to become an entrepreneur and purchase a business, but need funding? Sure, you can ask Dad, Aunt Betty, or friends for money, or you can turn...
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.